Chris, if you would introduce yourself for me, please.
Chris Cook, head of stewardship for Enogen.
All right, we're here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Minneapolis, and Syngenta and Enogen are here. And Chris, you're talking about the Enogen Value Tracker. Tell me, what is that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Cindy, it's actually a really simple but unique technology that Enogen has brought forward this year to help growers, help the industry, grain handlers, whoever it may be, identify when they do or don't have Enogen grain. It's as simple as something as just purple corn intermingled in with the rest of the grain, which seems like an obviously simple thing to do, but a lot of work goes into to really getting it there.
Now, what is this? It's a purple, actual purple kernel. So what is it? What does it tell you?
Well, it is. So part of what Syngenta does in having Enogen is we try to manage how it flows. It's a closed-loop system, so we've done multiple things throughout the years to say, okay, how do we make sure that we contain the Enogen, put it in the places where we want it to be? And all the things we've done have been great to be able to track it, but there, you know, it's a lot of work to get them done. So somebody had this wonderful idea that there are, in fact, naturally derived purple tracer traits that have been used for years within the research and development component of the industry and said, well, why don't we just put that into Enogen? And so they came up with this idea. We started it about in 2012, and we did some trials with it. We went to the industry, folks like GIPSA, some of the people we have on our advisory council like Bunge, Cargill, state agencies, federal government, and said, what if we actually put 3-5% of the kernels in our Enogen grain? What if that was purple? So if you were to drive down the road and you saw a field of Enogen, about 3-5% of the plants will actually be purple in there. They spread purple grain, and suddenly there you are. I mean, it's unbelievably simple, but really, really neat technology.
Well, what makes it purple?
So the trait is actually a purple gene. So it's just like saying you're blonde. I used to be black-haired, brown-haired, now a bit more gray. But it's as simple as saying there's a gene that makes you blonde, makes me dark brown hair. And this is the gene that we found. So we simply take that one out of this corn plant that's naturally purple and put it into the corn plants that we want. And it's just amazing.
So this helps you actually track the Enogen trait then?
Yeah, it does. So on our behalf, we always are checking fields to make sure that the growers have planted the fields in the places that we wanted them to plant, that all these things are done. So now we can, you know, beyond digging them up and doing tests in the field, we can literally visually see whether or not it's Enogen grain based on the purple plants. But more importantly, when you're harvesting the grain, when you're unloading the grain at the facility, you literally can see 5% of the kernels coming through the grain that are purple. And, I mean, you can even see it. There's a YouTube video of it out there right now. And you can see it. There's no mistaking that you've got Enogen grain when you open the hopper.
And I just noticed that this is a non-GMO trait?
Exactly. In fact, the grain that's the Enogen Value Tracker, the purple component of it, is actually non-Enogen and non-GM. It's just a naturally purple corn. We try to do things like make sure that agronomically it's the same. If for growers out there that have used refuge in a bag, it's the same concept. We want to make sure that the height is the same, that the flowering is the same. I mean, you want it to virtually be the same plant. In the future, as we have refuge in a bag with Enogen, it will carry the traits like glyphosate tolerance, Liberty Link tolerance in with it as well. And it just simply, it folds right into the bag, and you plant it just like everything else, and it just happens to come up purple.
So now, when growers, at this point, Enogen's been around now for what, 3 years?
About 5 years.
3-5 years. Okay, 5 years. And what is your, how many growers out there are actually producing Enogen?
Well, it's been a very hectic pace as far as getting Enogen. So we had our deregulation food and feed approval back in 2011. And I think we had less than 20 growers. And we are now at somewhere around about 1,000 growers already. So since 2011 to 2015, we're up to 1,000 growers. We've doubled every year. We're looking to double again next year. We'll likely double the year after that. So you can imagine how quickly this is coming. It begged us to start to think about, as the business grows, how do we continue to keep it a closed-loop system, make sure we don't have any accidents out there, but really make sure that it's simple for growers, it's simple for grain handlers, it's simple for everyone to know I do or don't have Enogen.
Well, and this, and Inogen is a real win-win situation for growers, right?
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, for the growers, they have roughly about a 40-cent premium, which is fantastic. I mean, we think about where the price of corn is today, even where it was a few years ago, a 40-cent per bushel premium is an extra, you know, $800 an acre. If you're thinking about 200 bushel corn, I mean, that's fantastic. And, you know, if you think about for the plants that use Inogen technology, it flows through the plants faster. They can load more solids into the plant. They use less water, less electricity, less natural gas. They can use less enzymes that they were using before. They don't have to use as much sulfuric acid for the pH. So that's a big win for them. They're making more money, which, of course, ethanol plants reinvest that money into the community. The growers are reinvesting the money that they're gaining from their premiums into the community. I mean, it's a win for everybody.
Well, and Inogen really got a boost last year with Quad Counties being with Delane Johnson is giving you quite a bit of publicity because he uses that in his plant and being the first cellulosic ethanol plant online.
Well, absolutely, and the technology that Delane and Quad County Processors has with Cellerate is part of what Syngenta also offers, and when you pair Cellerate up with Inogen, it's just an unbelievable opportunity for the plants, and the throughput that you get and the gallons they're getting per bushel is pretty phenomenal.
So what kind of response are you getting from producers here at the FEW that maybe are not contracting with growers who grow Inogen?
I tell you what, it's been pretty amazing. In fact, you know, it's always the chicken or the egg, if you will. I mean, you have growers that want to grow it. I talked to some people last week, a friend of mine that is a seed dealer that said, when can I sell Inogen, and when are we going to have ethanol plants in our area signed up? So which do you do? First, you need to find growers to grow it, but yet you also need to find the ethanol plants that want to go there. Literally 2 minutes ago, a prospect ethanol plant walked by and said, we need to get together next week and really have some conversations. So it's, you know, it's the chicken or the egg, but the industry, whether it's growers, it's our own resellers with Syngenta, or it's the ethanol plants, have really been open to Inogen. They're really excited about the opportunities, and even Cellerate, too, as we look at that new technology. It's fantastic.
Well, and with the tracker, that, because I assume that most of these growers, they're not growing just Inogen. They grow other, you know, other traits in their field. So this helps them really be able to visually see which fields have Inogen and which ones don't.
Well, it absolutely does. And we have lots of other things that we do with that. So about 30% of what we sold this year actually had the Inogen value tracker in it. And by 2018, about 100% will. So we're going to work our way there. But we really request, honestly, a lot of growers, in a sense, to we're asking them to earn 40 cents per bushel, but we do request that they plant border rows around their fields, that we want to know when they received the seed, we want to know when they've planted it, what of the 160 acres did they plant it all, how did things go through the season, because it's more than just what is Inogen doing, what is Syngenta seeing out there, but the ethanol plant has contracted this corn to deliver their enzymes. So the ethanol plant also wants to be able to look and say, I can see I've got my enzyme being delivered, here's how much is coming. So we manage all that through a system we called GrowMore 360, and it's quite an amazing system that is good for the plant, good for the resellers, good for the growers, good for everybody.
Well, excellent. Chris, I'm out of questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, no, I mean, last year, Syngenta and Inogen had the product of the year, which was absolutely fantastic, and we're certainly celebrating that. I think we're probably looking towards something like that again soon as we think about the Cellerate technology and what that will bring forward for our ethanol plants and for the profitability. And again, that goes all the way through the system. When they do well, we all do well. So I tell you what, it's a very exciting place to be here in Syngenta and in the Inogen business, and I look forward to many years of these conversations.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.